And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number three of the Hagman and Hagman Report for this Monday edition, January 25th, 2016. We're so glad that everyone is joining us, whether it be through Global Star Radio Network, the place to be, by the way, or Blog Talk Radio, BTR, as we affectionately call them, or live on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your emails, all of them. We get a lot of these. They come in 24/7. We do read them all. And thank you so much for your letters, cards, and we read all of those as well. Before we go to our guest this hour, and folks, I really plead with you to stay with us this hour, because there's going to be some information here that you're going to want to hear. But before we get into or with our next guest, folks, let me ask you a question. Is it possible? Have you thought about this? What about agroterrorism? Agroterrorism in the United States. Now think about that for a moment. Is it even possible? The Islamic terrorist attack that killed 14 Americans in San Bernardino has a much deeper story than what was told by the establishment news media. Much, much, much deeper. Saeed Farouk, folks, he was a graduate of the Cal State. He had a degree in environmental health. And note, he was employed as a food facilities inspector for the San Bernardino County Public Health Department. Now, think about that for a moment. Here you got a guy that's sworn allegiance to ISIS, and he's working for the County of San Bernardino Public Health Department. Okay. Inspecting food facilities. He spent most of his time each day inside restaurants, food processors. He routinely worked without supervision in kitchens, in the kitchens of hotels and schools and colleges and nursing homes and, the list goes on, and many other kinds of facilities that prepare and serve food to large numbers of people. Now, is it possible our food could be poisoned? Of course it is. Now, how will people know, for example, which boxes, which cans of food contain the poisons before it's too late? Remember the Tylenol scare way back when? Or the Tylenol poisonings? Oh. Well, we have a solution for you. This company, folks, check out this company, Heaven's Harvest. They offer emergency food and water supplies, but they want to help you become independent of the scenarios I just described. They're heirloom seeds. You can grow buy their heirloom seeds and grow your own garden. My wife took a look at this. We were talking about this, about growing our own garden. Well, we don't have the space. We don't have I'm going to tell you something. They have the solutions, whether the space is small or you've got 1,000 acres. I mean, it doesn't matter. They can come to your assistance. They've got it all. From urban to rural living, Heaven's Harvest seeds are the answer to any type of scenario. And this is what I like best. They've got the seeds the way God designed them. That's right. They're not mutated. They're seeds the way God designed them. Did you hear me? Folks, go to HagmanSeeds.com. That's HagmanSeeds.com. And order your bucket of seeds today. Every type of vegetable you can imagine. And the seeds can be reused over and over and over. This is not just an investment for a one-time. I mean, this is an investment that gives you return after return. We stand behind this company. I stand behind this company. My wife looked at this and said, wow, seeds, good stuff. So go to HagmanSeeds.com. I'm going to give you a phone number. Ready? 800-516-4773. Go to HagmanSeeds.com. Purchase your bucket. You'll get a 5% off discount from the original price. 5% discount from the original price. If you go to HagmanSeeds.com, this is a great deal. So order today at HagmanSeeds.com. That's Hagman Seeds. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N Seeds.com. I'm going to tell you, you won't be sorry. What a great story. You got to read too about how they got started and such. HagmanSeeds.com. Heaven's Harvest, but HagmanSeeds.com. My goodness, what a great company. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boy, Katie Whelan, the Common Sense Show, the Health Report, you know her. You know her. You know her. You heard her. You've heard her. What a great lady. What a fantastic woman she is. Now, I say that because I've had the pleasure of dealing with her. You ask her a question about anything nutritional related in terms of essential oils. And the health report speaks for itself on Dave Hodges' Common Sense Show. She's a great lady. I don't know when it was. Well, it was December. Well, it was just recently. And I'll let her get into the story. Just recently, I got a phone call. And Katie says, I got something to tell you. I've got metastatic breast cancer. They found this out. Well, I believe that she got the original or the official diagnosis on right before New Year's Eve, between Christmas and New Year's. Wow. Talk about, you know, taking the wind out of one's sails, right? And you see, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what other people are going through. You've got no idea. The people who wail and moan and say, oh, my life is horrible, or oh, you're doing this wrong or that wrong, you don't have a clue. Not our audience necessarily, but the people who can do nothing but, yeah, I'm not going to get into that bit, but Katie Whelan. Well, what do you do? Right.
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do when you get that, at that moment that you get that official diagnosis that, hey, you've got metastatic breast cancer. And it's aggressive.
1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. And in 2015, there was an estimated 231,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer to be diagnosed in 2015. And that's a staggering number.
Yeah. One more thing. So, Dr. Ted Brewer, I know that Katie's been in touch with Dr. Ted Brewer. Now, Katie's got a wonderful testimony. As a friend, we're asking, we asked her to come on, give her testimony in real time, because the diagnosis is, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So we asked her to come on and share what's going on, because she's a part of our family. And folks, please, she's got a GoFundMe page, because she's going to tell you about the expenses and stuff, but let's support Katie Whelan. She's a member of our family. She's a great lady, but she's got a fantastic story. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Folks, we just posted the GoFundMe page. It's gofundme.com/KatieKickCancer.
Forward slash.
Katie Kick Cancer. So GoFundMe.
We'll post it on our website. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But Katie Whelan, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Katie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back on. How you been feeling?
Thank you, Doug and Joe. It is so good to be back, and I feel great. You know, it was, I think, November and December of last year that I got my start in radio on your show. Remember?
Yeah.
And you were gracious enough to have me on. I was talking about essential oils, and then Dave Hodges over at the Common Sense Show caught on and thought it would be a great idea to have a health segment, and so I owe it all to the Hagmans. Thank you!
Well, we owe a lot to you, and you know, in the non-traditional medicine world of medicine, or in the traditional world of medicine, you get a diagnosis like you received, and we're going to let you step back and let you tell your story. But you know, it's almost as if you get. I'm sure it's. I mean, having dealt with some issues here recently, it's kind of like you get kicked in the gut,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and it's like, my goodness. But there are answers, and there's a good there's a lot of good and a lot of power. There's power in prayer, but there's also power in alternatives. And Katie, I'm just going to turn it over. That's right. Tell your story, Katie. We're going to turn it over to you. Just tell your story.
Well, thank you, Doug. And for all the people who are listening tonight, I want to encourage you, first off. And for the people who are regular listeners to the Common Sense Show Health Report, which is with Dave Hodges, the Health Report starts at the top of the third hour. It's a great show. It's taken off. It presents, you know, I basically do research and pick my favorite subjects and try and educate people to empower themselves and get out of the, what I wrote is get out of the medical matrix. You know, get people to think differently about healthcare, because we keep getting pounded with this healthcare. What is, nobody thinks about what healthcare is, except you get sick, you go to the hospital, you get sick, you go to the doctor, you get a prescription, you go home. There's so much more to it, and this is what this journey with my diagnosis has taken me on. But, I mean, I try to train people up to be your own researchers. That's what I did. I have a wellness coaching certificate. But about 15 years ago, I had some health issues and started looking into, I didn't really care for the allopathic model. So I had a friend who was a nurse, and she was into homeopathic methods and began to teach me things. And from there, it just became a passion. And I got into the essential oils and diet and just reading and researching. And then I talked to Dave for a while. I was on your show. And then I talked to Dave for a while. And we decided to put the health segment on. And it's really taken off because it's opening people's eyes to a whole new way of approaching your health. Your body, your health, it doesn't belong to the medical system. It doesn't belong to one doctor or two doctors, and it certainly doesn't belong to the pharmaceutical company. And there is a modern model that is programmed into us. We're trained to believe in this modern model of medicine, and it's not the only model. So I always tell my listeners, our healthcare system is the best in the world, and you guys know that. But it's based on symptom suppression and pharmacology. It's crisis care, trauma care. You know, I rupture a spleen, I want to be raced to the hospital and have the greatest surgeon and the greatest pain meds, but I don't want to be addicted to those pain meds years down the road and then have liver trouble and be on dialysis. So what I try to do is educate people on other ways to live their lives. I've done stories on the dangers of vaccines, on healthy eating and diet, how that can affect your health. So I've covered in a year, it's been a year now, I've covered so many topics. And I don't want to brag, but I consider myself, because of what I do, pretty darn healthy. I mean, I eat right, I eat non-GMO foods, I don't eat a lot of sugars and pastas and breads, I exercise at the gym 3 days, 4 days a week, I'm a good weight, I'm healthy. So when Doug told you all what hit me about 2 months ago, I guess the message is it can happen to anyone. So it kind of shocked me a little bit. I had a little, and there's I want to address this not just to women. I want to address this to anyone with a serious health issue, and please be encouraged by this. Right now, I am in the beginning stages of this challenge, and I think of it as a challenge, and I think of it as a journey, but mostly I think of it as an opportunity. And I didn't think that when I first heard it, because I remember walking, I felt a little something that was odd, and it wasn't the usual lump that most women have. So I went in, and yeah, they told me right away what they thought. They didn't have a diagnosis, but they told me what they suspected. And I went out and sat in my car and threw my hands up and started to cry. And then I went to start the car, and the car was dead. And I thought, okay, Lord, what's 1, 2, 3 strikes here? It was just one of those days. But I, you know, the one thing I would ask people to do when they have a diagnosis like this, we have been so trained to think the word cancer equals death. And yeah, in many ways, that's true, isn't it? I mean, how many people do we know that have had cancer? Oh, they died, right?
Every person I have known that has had cancer has died. And they've been, you know, mostly elderly and family, but yes.
Even young people. I mean, small children. The thing is, if I don't have the numbers, I have so many websites to give out, but there, I was listening to a Jonathan Landsman over at Natural Health 365. Awesome, awesome site. If you want information on the latest of anything to do with health, try it out. But we get these diagnoses. We have one system. And, yeah, if you follow that system, I think it's like a 3 to 4% success rate for certain cancers using the traditional model of cut, chop, poison, cut, chop, poison. They wanted to cut, chop, poison me. And I'm telling you, Doug and Joe, because of what I do, and I don't even know everything I want to know. I have a pretty good foundation of knowledge. And even with my knowledge, I knew one thing. I wasn't going to rush into anything. So I tell women, please don't panic. You know, unless you have inflammatory breast disease and they catch it right away, then you have to act pretty quickly. I'm not saying take all the time in the world, but it's one of those things where you're not expecting it, you're healthy, you're living your life, and then someone gives you this diagnosis and everything stops. And believe me, everything stopped for me. And I struggle every day. You know, I get up, I pray, and I have good days and bad days, but I know who's boss. I know who is in charge of all this. And my natural nature is to find out why. I mean, I was the most annoying child in the world.
I don't know, Katie. I'm sure my dad would argue that with you on that one.
Oh, okay. Okay, is that true, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
He's remaining silent, yes. But he's fixing his earpiece. Don't panic. It does no good. It doesn't do you any good. And in fact, it does the opposite. So take a deep breath. And what I did was, I prayed and I got really quiet. The next thing I did was, I was still in shock, and I chose a couple of very close friends who are better listeners than directors. And I called them up and I told them. And it released a certain pressure with me. So, you know, tell your loved ones, your family. They're going to pick up on your panic and vice versa. But I guess the gist of where I want to go with this is it isn't necessarily a death sentence. And I want to take people on sort of a mini journey between now and the time we have left, and then they can continue on this journey on the Common Sense Show, because I plan to share this with my audience. What a great opportunity. Why not? You know, I had reservations about letting the world know about my health conditions, and I prayed about it, and I thought, what have I got to lose? And did God allows all kinds of things for lessons and to make us better people and, you know, to just bring us closer to Him. So this could have happened a year ago, 2 years ago. I would have handled this differently, but I am so blessed. God laid out, you know, those little rubber foot mats you get for your shower, you know, to keep you from slipping. I feel like He put these little foot pads in front of me and just said, walk here, walk here, walk here. And I have this position on the radio now to help people understand it's okay. It's not a death sentence. And I so want to share my journey with them. And whether it's cancer, whether you're male or female, whatever you have that is a debilitating disease, please understand, if you research, you have the internet there, people, start becoming your own mini physicians. Start understanding your disease, if it's a specific cancer, if it's you know, an autoimmune disease, whatever you have, understand that. Start questioning your doctors, not in a belligerent way, but question them. I mean, just as an aside, I have a fabulous surgeon, and I have been talking to her for, gosh, almost 2 months now, as I've been going through this process. And because of her training, God bless her, she believes that I need to have a mastectomy. And so I said no. And I told her where I wanted to go. I said, as a last resort, I'm doing it backwards. I'm going to go God's medicine. I'm going to go immune system. I'm going to look for the causes, because the medical system will tell you we really don't understand cancer. We can't figure out what the causes are. Almost like there's this demon that flies into our bodies. We have no control over it. It starts growing like the movie Alien. That's not true. From all of the videos and the reading and the research I've been doing, cancer generally is your body's immune system encapsulating something that is very, very dangerous to the rest of the body. So it will actively calcify or encapsulate toxins or just whatever is happening in your system. And so actually it's a wonderful thing if you look at it that way. Cancer is not a wonderful thing, but the human body, the way it is designed, it's a great thing. It's about finding it and doing finding these things and understanding your body, being in touch with your body, really honing in on your innate intelligence, your pre-programmed, God-given intelligence that exists within you in the spirit realm that you're not always in touch with. And that's part of my journey, is really listening to my body. So,
Katie, if you can talk on this, you know, we talk a lot about we have physical health and mental health as part of our bodies, mm-hmm. and then we have our spiritual health. How much does mental health and the thought process and the spiritual health affect the physical?
Best question ever. It is a three-prong, equally balanced program. And that's the thing about traditional medicine, is they want to go in, they use the word battle. We want to battle the cancer. I'm a survivor of cancer. You know, everybody has over 1,000, at least 1,000 cancer cells in them. So aren't we all cancer survivors? It's different things that will exacerbate it. It can grow in your body 10 to 12 years before it shows up. But the medical community goes after it in the physical sense. But there's so much more to it, Joe. That's correct. There's such a great mental component to this, and that's why I was saying the first thing, don't panic. Don't get your physical form in a state of stress. It's not helping the situation. In fact, breathing and calming down and thinking this through is truly your best course. Your spiritual aspect is crucial. You know, I turn to God every day. I turn to God every minute, every second. I fail miserably, but I'll tell you something really interesting. I'm really getting personal here, but hey, I have been given an opportunity. Why did God put me in this position? I believe it's to help other people through this and give them some comfort and some hope. But about 3 weeks ago, I was in bed about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up fully conscious from a dead sleep, fully conscious. And it wasn't audible. It wasn't, you know, people say, oh, God spoke to me. I'm assuming it was, but I can't explain how it happened. But I heard the words, you will live, you will live, you will live. And I went to sleep with a comfort, and I thought, you know, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. It's not a death sentence. I am blessed because it's a stage one. I caught it early. It is a 2% aggression rate, so it's not super aggressive. Could be at any time. But I will tell you the support, the knowledge I'm gaining. First person I called, Doug, was Dr. Ted Brower. He was wonderful.
And yeah, it's my understanding. And, you know, and he never said a word to me. He never said a word to me. Of course, I mean, that's Dr., you know, I mean, that's a privilege that you don't breach. And, you know, when I learned of your diagnosis, And you had said that you had, you know, you had contacted him. Yeah. I contacted him as well, and I said, please, just, you know, please do what you can. I mean, we need her in this fight. You've done so much for so many people. You know, but so how did that go? I mean, the regimen, the protocol. Okay, so
yes, he had such a background because he had dealt with some young man who had brain cancer, and he'd seen successes simply doing it through nutrition. And that's the main gist I want to get to people. What Dr. Ted did was he said, let's boost your immune system, and just gave me a protocol of things to nutrients and vitamins and minerals to just start pumping in my body. He told me about, he said, you've got to get on vitamin C, high dose vitamin C therapy. It doesn't mean popping 5,000 or 6,000 vitamin C's. That acts as an antioxidant in your system. That's great. High dose vitamin C therapy is an IV, generally about 50,000 milligrams, which your intestinal tract cannot possibly handle. But when it pumps into your bloodstream, it becomes an oxidant. And so it actually turns, it mixes, I believe it mixes with iron in your blood, forms a sort of gentle hydrogen peroxide, and begins eating pathogens all through your system. It lasts in your system for 3 or 4 days, and you get another one. So it's killing cancer cells, bacteria, viruses, whatever it comes in contact with, and the blood goes everywhere. He told me to get on that. I kind of waited a little bit. I should have, you know, he slapped me around for that one. But I didn't realize just how critical it was till I started doing it, and I've had amazing, amazing results. I did a show a few weeks ago. I interviewed the naturopathic doctor that gives me these injections, and it is amazing. So I'm doing I have so much going in my protocol, and I feel so good about it. I'm eating raw foods, no genetically modified foods, no sugars, some whole grains, vegetables, juicing. No carbohydrates, well, not no carbohydrates because you don't want to go into ketosis, but, you know, like I said, I do amaranth and quinoa, things like that. But it's such a clean diet. That's probably why I've lost all that weight. And I will give you, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you an update on what this has done, which will encourage people. And when I first came out, they did a lumpectomy. And they took out this lump about 3 inches long, an inch thick, 2 inches wide. And the thing about my particular cancer is you can't just go in and pull tumors out. It sort of snakes through the tissue, so it's everywhere. That's why they wanted to do a mastectomy. And I had this feeling in my gut, this calm feeling. Don't go. Don't do this yet. Just wait. Calm down. This is okay. He said, I've got this. And I'll tell you a scripture that I say every day. By his stripes, I am healed. Not I could be healed. I might be healed. I am healed. I was healed before this came about. And I know that sounds crazy, but I believe it in my spirit. By his suffering, by his blood, by his death, by his humiliation, I have the opportunity of complete healing. It's there for the taking. How many people believe it? Well, that's where the spiritual aspect, Joe, that you were talking about comes in. This is so important, the mental, physical, and spiritual. And that's where I believe the holistic approach is so much more balanced than the traditional approach of battle it, cut it out, burn it, poison it, go on your way. Because there's not a big success rate with that. As a matter of fact, another aside, I did a story about a month ago called The Case of the Incredible Disappearing Cancer Patient. These are cancer patients that opted for non-traditional methods, cured them, their bodies were cured of cancer because their body is the curer, and they never showed up on the statistics. What do you think about that, guys? Surprising?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they disappear from the books. They disappear from the numbers charts and the statistics. So, Doesn't matter to me, because there's actually more people turning and questioning and turning to this. I'm not suggesting anybody take any particular course. You take the course, everyone listening, people, take the course that you're comfortable with. You know, you have a lifestyle that's, you're young and you have kids and it's crazy busy and it's the particular diagnosis that perhaps a mastectomy would work for you. Then go for it. If what, whatever you do, if you have the time, if you have, you know, the resources, if you can do this. And you know what, honestly, it doesn't even take that much time. It's the education I want to help people with so they can bypass that and just go straight to work healing, letting their bodies heal. And so, you know, take that path. I'm not suggesting anybody take a path. I'm going to give my testimony on what I chose to do, just to get that straight. But getting back to what happened when I had the lumpectomy, it was 5 of the 6 margins were positive, which means they didn't get it all. And they were worried, and they were concerned, and so we did an MRI probably too soon, and that showed, you know, the radioactive material goes in, which I wasn't too crazy about, and it lit everything up. So I thought, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die, you know. And it was too soon after surgery, because a lot of that lit up, the areas that were lit up were actually fluid and inflammation and all that. So I had to calm down from that. And you know, I've been eating well. I've been taking things like bloodroot and high doses of turmeric. I mean, like 12,000 milligrams a day of turmeric and potassium iodide and D3K2 and just all these nutrients that are, take a guess, what would these nutrients do? If you know Dr. Ted, Doug, and Joe, what do you think these nutrients are focusing on in the human body? Gotcha.
Restoration. I mean, well, I don't know.
The immune system. Yes. The immune
ding, ding,
system.
Ding, ding, ding. Joe gets it.
Ding, ding, ding. He gets the stuffed bear. The immune system is fully capable to assimilate and carry out and destroy cancer. The immune system isn't just for colds and flus. The immune system is incredibly powerful. That's the way God built it. And if we are so malnourished in this country, we're eating so many processed foods and chemicals, we're being sprayed from the air, we got heavy metals in our vaccines and water and you name it, the human body is just being drowned and inundated. So that's why I'm always telling people on the show, please think about eating raw, eating green, eating non-genetics, no Monsanto pesticides, which most of your, even your whole grain, naturally grown breads are dried with glyphosate. The wheat is dried with glyphosate. So be really careful about what you're eating. So we're getting all these toxins in. Go raw. Go healthy. Juice, whatever you can. There's so many good foods out there. I'm discovering them because I have to discover them. And, you know, we eat really bad, so we're inundating our immune systems. They don't function. If you allow your immune system to pop back and spring back, you will not only lose weight by eating wonderful God foods, I call them God foods, but your immune system will bounce back and you will be amazed. I was in tears just recently at watching my immune system, watching my body transform before my eyes. And you watch what God has done when it's working at its full capacity and you will be amazed. I don't know what my fate is, guys. I really don't. I don't. God does. But I am going to do everything I can to follow what I believe He's telling me to do, what I was trained to do, what I'm researching to do. I want to help anyone and everyone who will listen to, if I can give them a boost or a jump start to be their own physician, to take charge. Thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity. And that's what I want to impart on people. So, any questions so far? Because I want to really get into
One question I had, you had mentioned that you were taking vitamin C intravenously. Now, I know that we have listeners out there who have cancer who are looking for intravenous vitamin C, doctors who will administer that protocol specifically. Intravenous vitamin C. I can't speak tonight. How did you find? Like you don't find one of those doctors in the yellow pages.
Oh, good question. You guys are so full of good questions tonight. Honestly,
no
that
answers,
is the
but
best.
Questions.
That's the best. Because thank you for taking me in that direction. Because I want to go all over the place, but I can't. That was actually introduced to me by Ted Brower. Ted Brower's the one that told me, get on these IVs, get on these IVs. I didn't quite understand. I've been on them now for, I'm on my 8th or 9th IV, and I'm up to 40,000. That's because my weight's so low. I don't know if I'll ever get to 50, but I started on them, and by the third one, I was noticing amazing. The surgery that I had, the lumpectomy, gosh, within two IVs, it was healed. I mean, there was nothing, almost nothing there. The inflammation was down. The bruising was down. It was amazing. So it's good. And here's the thing. IVs are not just good for cancer. You can come in once or twice a month for health. Just maintain your health. Clean out your system. Autoimmune diseases, arthritis, rheumatoid, osteoarthritis. It's a massive anti-inflammatory. Just amazing, amazing wide array. See, I got Doug syndrome. Wide array of issues that these vitamin C's are great for. I mean, I was even talking to a physician who said people have come into the emergency room in sepsis. Now, when you're in sepsis, you can die within an hour. That's like a flesh-eating type bacteria. They immediately got him hooked up to, 7,000-10,000 IVs of vitamin C, and it stopped. And began to reverse. That's how powerful this is. It works immediately. So you can find this in your local area. There's actually three websites you can go to. One of them is, the one I recommend is Health Grades. It ends in an S, healthgrades.com. And what you do is you type in naturopath or holistic doctor, the city you live in, the zip code, and it will give you a list of holistic doctors, naturopathic doctors, and in your area. And it grades them. And you can ask them if they partake in vitamin C therapy. There's another, let me give you two more sites my doctor recommended for that. Let's see if I can find them. One is America, it's acam.org. acam.org. And then I'll have to find the other one as I'm going. I think it was naturopaths.com. I had it all pulled up, and it's not here. But anyway, those two sites, you can actually type in and find a physician or a naturopath in your area that will do these for you. And I'm telling you, you can sit down. The great thing about naturopaths, they sit down with you. They want to know. The point of holistic medicine is getting to the cause. You get to the cause. You don't treat the symptom, you get to the cause. There are underlying issues. What I'm finding out with my breast cancer, underlying cause. I wanted to know. I was told by my surgeon, we just don't know enough about cancer. It just happens. We're not sure if, why it grows, how it grows, why it doesn't. Well, on the other side of the coin, what I'm finding out from my research and interviews with doctors who've gone naturopathic or integrative doctors who practice both, there was one doctor, what was his name? Oh, I can't remember. I was watching a video on the Health News 365, and he was saying he was a medical doctor for many years, and he just kept seeing these horrible statistics on cancer deaths. So he began to research and got his naturopathic license, and now he's an integrative doctor because he found so much more success in the naturopathic world. So naturopathic gets to the cause, and I'll tell you a little bit about breast cancer. Am I kind of running off, or do you guys have questions?
No, this is good. You keep going. We have about 16 minutes left of the program. So
okay. Thank you. What I found out is with cancer, it's not just some alien that dives in and starts growing in you. It's generally it starts in the lymphatic system. It could start in the thyroid. It could start. It's generally toxin related. Here's the interesting thing about what I have and my hypothesis that I'm leaning towards. I can't give any definites, but I'm leaning towards this because I'm seeing results by the actions I'm taking. Generally, breast cancers on women are on the left side because most women are right-handed. So what's happening is they're using their right hand, they're pumping their lymphatic system, the right side's good and cleaned out, the left side's a little stagnant. Mine was on the right side. And I had this wonderful discussion about 10 days ago with Jonathan Landsman, the gentleman who does all the interviews, brilliant man, natural health oriented. He runs Natural Health 365. And he, the first thing he said to me was, I'd never met him before in my life. He said, "How's your mouth?" I said, "How's my mouth?" He wanted to know about my amalgam fillings. And most important, he wanted to know about root canals. And I had done a show about 8 months ago on root canals and how dangerous they are and how they're finding out that root canals are bacteria factories that are draining into our bodies and cause heart attacks, strokes, cancers, liver disease. And millions of people are walking around with root canals, aren't even aware of it. So I had a root canal. He said, "What side is it on?" I said, "The right side." He said, "What tooth is it?" I told him what tooth. He said, "What side is your breast cancer on?" "Right side." He said, "Get it out." 4 days later, I had two teeth pulled out, just yanked them right out. And I will tell you, from the moment I walked out of that dentist's office, I felt an energy surge. The doctor showed me the teeth, too. They felt fine. Everything was good. But he stuck his instrument right through it. It was rotted out. So I felt an energy surge, like a flow had been opened up. Somebody broke the dam. And the statistic, the American Cancer Society said 95% of women with breast cancer on the right side is from a root canal. Can you believe that?
No. That is.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm stunned. I mean, really.
There is a cause. So one of the encouraging things that happened to me was yesterday. I went in and had what's called a thermogram. I don't know if anyone in the audience has ever had a thermogram. It's a safe, non-toxic, completely safe way, and actually more accurate than a mammogram to detect for cancer, any kind of cancer, head to toe. And it checks the heat and cold of your body, and it maps it out in colors, black and white. And I was so encouraged, gentlemen. I walked in yesterday. She came in. We had such a great talk. The girl came in on a Sunday to do my thermogram. And it's been 3 weeks since my 3.5 weeks since my lumpectomy. I've been doing my full protocol, all my IVs, just eating right, doing everything. And I went in and we looked at this and I just broke out into tears because it looked so good. Everything was fairly symmetrical. My lymphatic system, you can see your lymphatic system via heat. You know, it's cooler is dark, lighter is warmer is light. My lymphatic system looked clean. And here's the thing. I had my teeth pulled five days ago. No swelling, no pain, no bruising, no nothing, because I had it done holistically by a biodentist, and that's a whole show in itself. But
I was going to say, how does that work?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you real quick. It's what they do is they insist that you have a vitamin C IV before you go in. I already had one that day. So when you sit down before you have any kind of oral surgery, you have a massive dose of vitamin C IV, which is a sort of a preventative for the inflammation, the bleeding, the infection, everything. Next thing they do is they pull about 15 small vials of blood and they spin it. They make these little plugs of your own tissue, your own leukocytes, your own growth factor, and they fill those in the hole. So you heal in 2-3 times the speed because your body isn't having to go into, oh my gosh, what is this foreign material? What's this gauze? Whatever this is, we have to go into anti-inflammatory mode. Everybody go to work. It doesn't happen because it's like, oh, this is us. This is our tissue. And it immediately starts healing. So I had, like I said, no pain, no blood, no bruising, nothing. Well, on this thermogram, the right side where I just had five teeth pulled was actually cooler than my left side. So, but the whole point was this. Please look into thermograms also. If you have to have, first thing I did was I had an ultrasound. An ultrasound, there's no radiation in ultrasound. The next thing you want to ask them or insist on is if they find something, you want a thermogram. A mammogram would be your last resort. That's what my choice of options would be. I can't tell anybody what to do, but that's the safest way to go about it. I chose for a lumpectomy rather than a needle biopsy because I'd read studies from the John Wayne Cancer Institute that needle biopsies were causing sentinel node cancer spread. That's debatable. Doctors will argue about that. I wanted to stay on the side of caution. So I went in for the lumpectomy. But I know I'm covering a lot of ground, but the main
thing is important stuff.
Oh, it is. And here's my point. I thought I knew a lot, but once you're thrown in, you learn a whole lot. And I wanted to learn as much as I could, and there's still so much more I need to learn. But the more you learn, the more you calm down. Information is power. I want to know my options. I want to know what this particular cancer is. How prevalent is it? I've read books and listened to videos about people who went to the Cushy Institute in the Berkshires, and all they did was learn how to eat a macrobiotic diet, and their body healed within 6 months of cancer. So there's sometimes one thing to do, sometimes 10 things. I mean, I'm doing THC, 50 milligrams of THC at night and 50 milligrams of CBD oil during the day. That's on top of all my other protocols. I'm throwing everything but the kitchen sink at it. And
if I can, I have a friend who has a brother who is sick. I'm not sure exactly what his diagnosis is, but the CBD, that's a different kind of that's a medical kind of
Here's what that's all about. It's very confusing to people because what the government has done with hemp. The marijuana plant it's basically, there's the hemp plant and the marijuana plant. They're cousins. They're the same plant, different strain. Hemp has no psychoactive ingredients or very little.
Right.
And, you know, this country was built on it. People used to make clothes and hemp, rope, and everything. The marijuana plant does have more of the THC in it. So what the CBD oil is, it's basically the same plant minus the THC. It has the same anti-cancer properties, same anti-convulsive properties. If you read about CBD, it has the same properties, but no psychoactive. So I take that during the day. At night, I can't handle the amount of THC I'm taking, so I take it before I go to bed. That has the psychoactive ingredient. Both CBD and THC have anti-cancer properties. They're both as effective, and they complement each other. So that's sort of CBD in a nutshell, if that helps. And unfortunately, you can get CBD oil basically on the internet. Just make sure it's organically grown and things like that. You have to be in a medical marijuana state, though, to get the THC. So I am in a medical marijuana state, so lucky for
me.
But
the CBD is easier to get. I mean, somebody who's here in Pennsylvania, we're not a state that has the medical marijuana. And the reason I ask is because last time I talked with my friend, he was asking if I was familiar with this, and I really wasn't, and I haven't heard of it. And he was wondering if, you know, we knew where to, that they could purchase some, because they're trying experimental cures for whatever his condition is, and that was one.
Well, that's what I would do, is ask him, recommend to him that he go into one of those sites and find a naturopath in his area that understands and works with medical marijuana, or you're not in a medical marijuana state, who's familiar with CBD oil. You can go on some sites. I don't recommend just going on a site and reading all kinds of hoopla about it because you don't know how it's processed. Be very, very careful because you're treating a disease that you actually need purity. But have him go to one of those sites, talk to naturopaths, and see if they are educated on CBD oil, because CBD oil is available in all 50 states. It's got 0.3
right.
THC, which is legal to transport and use everywhere. It's the THC that...
Okay. And I just want to just point out to everyone, you know, Dr. Tabor and I, and others have talked about, you know, how do these globalists live if they're spraying our skies and if they're poisoning our food and water? How do they live to be, you know?
Yeah, two examples, you know, are Kissinger and Rockefeller, over 90 years old, working part-time.
Well, what Katie is doing is exactly how they're living. I mean, they get IVs and what have you. So
exactly, all right,
Katie, you know.
Yeah,
so,
that is. That's what they're doing. They're not using, you know, unless they have to. They're not using traditional medicines, and that's such a good point. Is we can delve into these things and find out for ourselves and demand answers and demand more information. Talk to your doctor. I'm trying to educate everybody I know just by standing my ground and saying, you know, I'd really like to do it this way. And my doctor finally relented and said, you know what, Katie, I support you. I do. I support you. I'm going to give you my advice, but I would like nothing better for you to come back to me in 6 months and say you're clean. So it wasn't like that at first, but that's the amazing thing about just standing your ground and wanting to know these things. But you're right about the elite. Yeah.
Okay.
And before we run out of time here, again, Katie's GoFundMe page is GoFundMe.
It's help Katie kick cancer naturally. Yeah. I think it's help Katie kick cancer.
And Katie is K-A-T-Y. Katie Kick Cancer, GoFundMe/ Katie Kick Cancer.
We're gonna have a link on our website to that, because you know what? Look, folks.
And can we put your email up too, Katie, for those who might want to reach out to you?
Absolutely, and it's all on my Family Essential Shop. All the contact forms, they can get a hold of me. Yeah, there's phone numbers and all kinds of information. I cannot give advice. I will tell everybody right now, if you want advice, I cannot give it. What I'll do, though, is on my blog, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, which is right underneath the YouTube banner you have, I'm going to post in the next day as much information as I can that I have rattled off, you know, the websites and different things like that.
Please.
For people to refer to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Katie, we need you around. And when I heard this, I was just absolutely, you know, just it was like I got hit by a truck when I heard this. And then to hear, and this is real time, folks. Okay, and then to hear what Katie's going through, how she's approaching this. I do hope, and I know this will enrich, help many others who are in a very similar position or have family members in the position, and it blows me away too about the root canals and thinking, oh my goodness, and you know, okay. So folks, please listen carefully. I mean, you know, please take heed to what Katie is saying. She's not giving medical advice; she's just telling her story. So,
but there's so much we don't know. There's so much we don't know. That I want people to take a breath and there's hope out there. I have hope. I really do. I see it as an amazing challenge for me. Thank God it wasn't aggressive. But I'm very blessed. I'm going to do whatever I'm doing. And I thank the two of you so much for letting me come on the show and share this. And everybody listening, please don't give up hope. Don't fall into the medical matrix. Empower yourself and pray.
You know, Katie, you're an inspiration. And I really would urge everyone to support her through this, because, you know, it's expensive. Obamacare is not going to give you the, you know, blank check for you to. I mean, Obamacare is not covering this at all.
Much of what I'm doing is not covered by insurance, because the insurance companies and the big guys don't want this stuff out there. So yes, it can be expensive, but it's worth it.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. And again, Katie, I just. You got so many people in our audience praying for you, so many emails of support for you, and she should serve as an inspiration to all of us. And the information that you provided tonight, fantastic stuff. But
I love you.
Please
guys.
Come back.
Thank you. I love you. You know, thank you so much.
Well, we're gonna keep you around, kiddo. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks, Katie.
God bless you. All right. Yeah.
Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. That was a fantastic show. Dr. Bill Warner in hour number two.
Thank you.
And Katie from Essential.
Yeah, and I've been holding back on this information. Just
tomorrow, Stan Deo will be with us.
Mm.
Until then, stay safe. God bless. Have a good night. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. Good night.
Thank you.
Doug and Joe have left the building.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.